Good day, men. This is Solo Man here. Now, I haven't dated a femon for a very long time, but I used to. But times have changed, haven't they? So this is how I see a man trying to get a date. Now, this man is sitting at a bar, you know, one of those honky-tonk bars. And this femon has slithered onto the stool next to him. And to be honest, she didn't look too bad. And this man, not wanting to pass an opportunity up, thought he would make a play. Where did you come from? You must be one of those aliens from that pretty planet.
Don't you mansplain me. I'm educated, you know.
Oh, really? In what?
Gender studies.
Oh, yeah, you may be too smart for me.
I bet you're not educated like I am, are you?
No, thank God. I left school when I was 17, and I've worked ever since.
Oh, you got money then?
Suitcase is full of it.
He's turning me on. What's your name?
Brad. It's always Brad in the honky-tonk bar, isn't it? You got a handle?
I don't like saying it. It's a bit silly name. It's Clementine.
Hey, that was my mother's name. So, what are you looking for in life, Clementine?
Well, marriage and security.
So you're looking for a man with money?
Well, I guess so, Brad.
Well, yeah, you come to the right place.
Yeah, I kind of like you, Brad. You're not like the others. You're not so simple.
Well, I come from a small family in a small town where men are men. And I must say, Clementine, you're not overly dolled up, but you look quite attractive. Maybe it's the beer.
Oh, Brad, you're turning me on a bit.
What do you mean? You're getting wet, are you?
Don't be so disgusting.
What? Just being open and honest. When I get excited, I get stiff. And I got a wee chubby starting already.
Cool your jets, Brad. You haven't even bought me a drink yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll get you a drink. What do you want?
A Moscow Mule.
Well, don't know what that is, but I'm built like one.
That's not funny.
So let's get down to the nitty-gritty, Clementine. My papa told me never to mince words. Okay, so I want to jump your bones. So what have I got to do tonight to be able to get in your little panties?
You know, you're so disgusting. And I like it. Well, you can start by buying me a few more drinks. Then maybe we can go to a couple of other bars and you can buy me some more drinks. And maybe then, if you're lucky, you'll hit home run.
Ooh, a femon that likes baseball. That's a turn on for me.
Well, maybe if it turns out okay, we can keep seeing each other. And eventually, we'll get married.
Now you're starting to scare me, Clementine. I bought you one drink and you're talking about marriage. Now, if sex is good between us, it may last between 2 to 5 years. Or 5 fucking minutes. But then it'll be done. And we may still stay together like robots. But we'll be seeing other people on the side. And we'll both be playing happy families when we go to other people's barbecues. Is that the type of life you want, Clementine?
Yes.
Well, we're running before we can walk. Here's your drink.
Brad, do you think love really exists?
Sure. It's the point where I put it in you. And love exists as long as it's in there. But when I pull it out, it's over.
That does sound actually quite romantic.
I told you, Clementine, I'm a basic man. And I come from a small town. But not everything about me is small, if you know what I mean.
Maybe we'll just have 2 drinks before we, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't know how long we'll last, Clementine, but I'm having a damn good time right now. I mean, you can have fun with a femon, even though it's brief.
Cheers, Brad.
Cheers, Clementine.
Red Frontal!